This is Jack Vaughn, and I'm speaking to you today for the Talking Data podcast. Once again, joined by Ed Burns, and we're talking a little bit about the Internet of Things today. Ed's soon to do some coverage there. He and I were speaking, and we were wondering, sometimes the hype on these things can be a little high, but there may be some truth underlying it, and I think that's what he's looking for. Ed, I know you're going to the Internet of Things Analytics and Visual Conference in Palo Alto, California, and I guess I'd like to see just generally what you expect and maybe specifically too.
Sure. So one of the main things that I'm looking at while I'm out there is the whole idea of the smart cities movement. It looks like there's going to be a pretty strong focus on that idea at the conference. And, you know, it's sort of an idea of how cities across the country are using the Internet of Things to monitor the, you know, various aspects of city management that they're responsible for. So, you know, maybe putting a sensor in trash bins to determine when they need to be taken away and emptied, things like that. So that's definitely one of the main focuses of the conference that I'll be looking at. And it's going to be interesting because in some of the reporting I've done in the past, I've heard somewhat mixed reactions about the smart cities movement. I mean, obviously the promise is pretty high. It can streamline operations and make cities more efficient. But not everyone is entirely sold on it. In some reporting that I did back in June, I talked to the CIO from the city of Boston, that's Joshua Franklin Hodge, and he said that he's not so sold on the smart cities idea. His point was mainly that it implies a level of centralized IT planning that he's not necessarily comfortable with. He would prefer to give departments the freedom and the support to lead their own initiative. So if the sanitation department wants to put sensors in the trash barrels, that's something that they should be responsible for themselves. He isn't so sold on the idea of making that in a fully IT-focused initiative. So I'm interested to hear from some of the other city CIOs while I'm out there to get their take on why they're, I guess, what smart cities means to them, and why it's something that they apparently, at least according to the agenda, seem to be sold on.
Well, I am thinking of that sensor in the trash barrel, and I know we were talking recently about analytics at the edge. Is there any connection there? I mean, is there some kind of roll-up that might go on where the data is analyzed before it's sent back to Central? Is analytics at the edge something you'll be looking at?
That's definitely something that I'm going to be looking at. It's something that I've been hearing more and more about as I've been doing more reporting on Internet of Things and its relation to the world of analytics. Analytics at the edge is basically the idea of rather than collecting all of the streaming data that's coming off of sensors, sending it through some type of network switch out near where the sensors are located, and having that run it through some rules that would then determine whether or not the data is worth sending back to the home office or whether it should just be discarded. And it seems to me that this could potentially be a pretty significant idea as we move more towards analyzing data from the Internet of Things. Because obviously, when you're talking about sensors on connected devices just producing data all the time, nonstop, constantly, it's just such a huge crush of data that it's hard to imagine any business really being able to sift through it to find any sort of meaningful insights. But sort of paring down the data into only the most significant pieces of information before it even comes back to the home office, that seems like something that would allow businesses to get their arms around the Internet of Things and the data that it produces. I've had a couple vendor briefings on this topic, and it sounds like vendors are certainly moving towards it and are very interested in selling this idea. The one thing that I haven't really seen too much of is customers actually doing it. So while I'm out in Palo Alto, I'm definitely going to be looking for examples of customers actually using analytics at the edge. Like I said, my sense is that it could potentially be something fairly useful, but it also sounds to me something that could be fairly complicated. And so that's obviously something that you don't hear too often from the vendors. So I would just like to talk to some actual on-the-ground users about how they are overcoming the challenges of doing analytics at the edge.
Well, it definitely could be a gating factor on how fast or how slowly the Internet of Things develop. Another challenge is security and privacy. Most of these events devote some energy to those topics. What do you expect there?
Right. Well, I was actually a little bit surprised when I was looking at the agenda for this conference. It seems that there's actually going to be a pretty significant focus on privacy and security. And I say that I was a bit surprised because for several years now, I've been going to all these big data conferences, and it's not too hard to find maybe one or two sessions on privacy or security, but it is definitely less of a focus. It's always sort of a side topic, it seems like, that only a few people are interested in. But it seems like a pretty central aspect of this particular conference. So I'm interested to hear what people are saying about privacy and security as it relates to Internet of Things. I know that when you start talking about connecting devices and analyzing how they're used and various aspects of that, you can start to reach into much more intimate areas of people's lives than when you're just talking about big data, maybe, you know, things that they click on online, that sort of thing. So I can kind of understand why, from that perspective, people might want to be thinking about privacy and security. But I'm definitely interested to get the perspective from some people who are actually implementing Internet of Things infrastructure to see how seriously they are taking this. You know, if it's just that we're at an early stage of Internet of Things, and so they think that it's important to build support, and this is one way to get people on board, or if they are really taking it seriously and considering this as a foundational element of implementing the Internet of Things.
Well, it's early, and it is a case where I don't think the Internet of Things will get too far if people get the impression it might be creepy.
Exactly.
Well, have a good travels, and we'll try and be on the Talking Data podcast again when you return, either talking about what you found or what new analytic issues are around the corner. This is Jack Vaughn thanking everyone for being with us today on the Talking Data podcast.